Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Paul Jacob, the Paul Jacob.
Up my pen, you'll find nothing with it ain't for drugs.
crunk thugs. Not enough thuggy to pump slugs. Give dap with a shoulder pump hug. So I know that it's love. Me and Scrappy on the Texas drag, smoking a dub that you can smell before we open it up. A little something, something echo in the club when it's pumping, pumping on a drumming. I'm like that kid. I was adopted and I adapted. Look at who I rap with. Teach discipline, smack your kids. Just don't make it a habit and try to keep the slash accurate. This is the benefit of having a say on the sideline till you get the chance to spit. Then it's ride time, body mind. If I didn't mind my music being whack, they'd be more cats on more tracks. Catch it like school when scrapping fall back on fact. That's what the gangsters call that. Though it ain't all hard, it's no facade, it's all fact. From Florida to Cackalack, kick it like a hacky sack. Hands in the air, they said it's a flag. All the verses got the shit in the bag, y'all. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Work don't got no patience, and it's still the CD. Listen, man, I let you know how I feel. The beat me, it don't feel.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, you guys are so kind. It's already been 2 weeks. I know. It's your girl, Nadine, and I'm back, Bodega Fresh, on Six Man Radio. Ooh, I'm going in tonight, this Sunday. And, you know, it's a lazy Sunday. I don't know about you guys, but Sunday's like that day you wind down. And get ready for Monday to come, especially for people that work 9 to 5, you know. But that's not what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about indie artists, because that's what Bodega Fresh is all about. It is a platform for indie artists, people on the grind. And the number one thing about being an indie artist is knowing your craft. Whatever you do, you must know your craft, whether it's DJing, MCing, singing. And the gentleman I have coming on tonight is exactly that. He knows his craft to the T. MC Substantial is going to be on the show today, and I'm thanking you guys for tuning in. This brother is super talented, part of individually super talented, part of a collective extended fam, The Plague, QM5, I mean, just those collectors alone, even just dripping with talent, and these people know their craft. So tonight, you're going to hear a little bit about one of the members, Substantial. He's going to talk about his first debut album, To This Union, A Son Was Born, which he actually recorded out in Japan. It's going to be crazy, you know, so definitely welcome him to the show tonight. And welcome you guys for listening. I just played a little Roots there, you know what I mean? Don't Feel Right. And before that, I also played, I don't know if you know this fella, but his name is Butter Versus. He's toured with De La Soul, very talented brother out of Florida. That was 36 Bars. I started off with a little De La, yeah, by Cocaine Flow. They're out there in Cali. Shout out to everybody in Cali. Rock the Bell is out there today. Tickets to San Bernardino. Massive, crazy, sick lineup. Oh, my God. God bless you. All you guys out there that's going to be enjoying that show today, you know. But I also want to thank you for tuning in. And, you know, we're about to get it in. And I'm going to play a little bit of Substantial for you guys before the interview begins. Let's see. We're going to start with Check My Resume. And that's tonight's upcoming guest, y'all, Substantial. Here we go.
Yeah, I like that. Uh-huh. Odyssey, I appreciate the recommendation. Let's go. Yeah, yo. Name Substantial. Address none, yeah. Baltimore resident, but people know I'm from the county where the prince is the G. It's no wonder that even in the dead of winter, the block is live in summer where dudes got that work. But I'm died most elected, pass the line at a second, you will find my objective. I'm seeking a position now to further my development while fattening my pockets, cause I don't ride for the hell of it. Need my work experience and past employers. I'm down with QM5, former UVA owner. I used to be with Hot Out in the late great. Do your best wherever I go, my motto's be great. Do your best, responsible for making sure that we stay super fresh locally and globally. Wanna help me get these groceries and keep the fam eating. I keep the fans feeding and hit them with the potency. It was professional, don't we'll see you know me. And speak for these other guys, but you can check my resume, man, I'm qualified. Yeah, why would
camera. Nobody is running the business. This man behind me, that's my brother. Can't speak for these other guys, but you can check my resume, man. I'm certified. Yup, you can put them high up. Nobody is running the business. This man behind me, that's my brother. I should be your first pick long before the second interview. Third LP's a 4 out of 5 minimum. Even with short pockets, still taller than a sentinel. Drive is uncanny, not your average individual. Think I graduated from the Xavier Institute. A school of hard knocks where I took my classes. Where I got my master of ceremony tactics. My full righteous teachers taught me to make only classics. You may know me as this educator and a vocalist. Who the hell you know the team player and the soloist? Too impressed, but I'm fly when I'm playing. Too thorough, if I quit, you would hire me again. So fire him if he lame, I come for what's mine. Work around the clock so I can keep up with the time. Since elementary, I flip the dub from a dime. While they get the pink slip, I get the dub for you now. Yeah, can't speak for these other guys, but you can check my resume, man, I'm qualified. Yeah, why would I lie, bro? Nobody impressed with this man behind me. For these other guys, but you can check my resume, man, I'm certified. Yup, you can put them high up. Nobody can trust this man behind me. I'm the man for the job, while these slackers do jobs for the man. Knowing that it blows, sometimes it's involved in their hands. They got really hoes, don't you want a person with integrity? Setting goals, tailing for success, you can measure me. On my accolades and my skills in the field of rhyme. Future so bright, man, for real, have you feeling blind? Plotting sharp, topping while I deal, and I'm killing time. Skills getting better, but they still ain't as ill as mine. Don't take my word, it's some references to check up with. You could call the guard, you wait, you with who they represent. Holla at Artie, make the beat that I meddle with. A tone and pack and film because my fam is still extended. Trick, call my peace, mark and see if you want that better shit. Me and my brethren stick together like a parasite. Call cool, hurting, busy beat. I ain't arrogant, but here's a quick reminder just in case it's still ain't evident. Yo, can't speak for these other guys, but you can check my resume, man, I'm qualified. Yeah, why would I lie, bro? Nobody get arrested. This man behind me, that's my brother. Can't speak for these other guys, but you can check my resume, man, I'm certified. Yup, you can put them high up. Nobody gets fresh as this. This man behind me, check my reference. Check, check my reference. Check my reference.
It's funny how rappers talk about how much they get.
I really don't care.
Whatever type of
try to count all the artists I probably choose. And if broadcast stress, man, I done
son had mommy nude, and I was butt ass myself, so we matched like Gopi Goo, and the rest is a given. Now fuck that, I'ma tell you, man, her neck was in rhythm, then we sexed in the kitchen, trying to say that's what you get when you're fresh with your spitting. So in New York or not, I'm still next to a pigeon. Hip hop fans better form a rescue division, cause anybody could drown on my journey to the ground.
Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio. It's your girl Nadine Michelle. And like I was saying about this brothers, tonight's special guest is MC Substantial. What's going on, Substantial?
Peace. Going on? How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. Welcome to Bodega Fresh. Thank you for being my guest tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Definitely. So, want to get right into it about you. I met you maybe 7 years ago now when I did a show for QN5, which is kind of like this colleagues of yours and longtime friends that you've been running with for a long, long time. So I don't even want to start there. You know, we'll get to that. Let me just start and let the people know a little bit more about you. So you are from Maryland. And the first time I heard about you actually was a little before I met you at the QN5 crew. There was a collaboration that you did with a Japanese producer. So let's kind of start from the beginning. Like, when did you know you wanted to be an MC?
I would probably say it was around I was maybe like 14 or something like that, and you know, typical, you be in the lunchroom or whatever, rocking out with your fans, got sitting there kicking your favorite rhyme from whatever song, you know, and
right.
Probably by the time puberty hit, man, when my voice just really started to mature, I started getting the ill compliment. Like, people would always say things to me like, man, you sound better than some of the dudes whose songs you rapping, you know. and next thing you know, like, people just kept pushing me, like, man, you should really try doing that for real, like, you know, writing your own material. So next thing you know, I was doing it, hitting a couple little local open mics and things like that. And the feedback out the gate was pretty, you know, it was pretty great out, like, just from the beginning, you know what I mean? So
right,
stuck with it.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you did some shows, local open mics. How did you meet with this Japanese producer? And I don't even know how to pronounce his name. I don't want to jack it up, so you tell the people his name.
Yeah, so I linked with Nujabes through a mutual friend, my boy Sphere of Influence, who's actually he's an artist from Japan. We went to college together, you know, exchange numbers before he rolled back to Japan. Next thing you know, I get a call out of the blue. I thought it was a practical joke because homeboy accent was so thick. come to find out, my man was working at his record store, and he just said out the blue, he was just like, hey, man, do you know of any really dope artists? I'm in NY right now, and, you know, I've been up there like maybe like 2 years or something like that after, mm-hmm. you know, moving there for college. And my man mentioned me, you know. He was like, yo, you should check my boy Substantial. He had this mixtape I was on at the time. Let him hear it. And he asked to get in contact with me. You know, after we connected, I sent him some more material, a demo that I actually was working on for Def Jam, because I had connect with DJ Enough when he was A&R there. And so,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so, like, I put that demo together really for them, but it took me longer than expected to get the demo together, so I missed out on that opportunity, but I ended up sending it to the folks in Japan. They were selling it, and, you know, the rest is history.
And they just was like, come on out here. We're ready to work with you and get this popping. Because Japan is hardcore hip-hop, I feel. Like, they are, like, one of the number one countries where hip-hop is, like, it's so revered and honored, you know. I don't see that in the United States like I see in other countries overseas. What do you think about that?
I mean, yeah, there are definitely certain things that you see when you travel abroad in terms of, like how they respect the culture of hip-hop. Not, you know, not, like, how much rap music they listen to. Like, how they get down with all of hip-hop, you know what I mean? You know, like, Japan is crazy because it's, like, the, you know, everywhere you go, like, a certain element kind of dominates. Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of people just think rap is just the biggest thing everywhere. And although rap is, you know, definitely plays a major part in hip-hop no matter where you go, the other elements kind of come to the forefront a little more depending on where you go. If you go to Europe, you drive up and down the Autobahn, it's graffiti everywhere. Just imagine driving down, like, a large highway in the U.S. and just seeing rap on all of the sound barriers for, like, hundreds of miles. That's unheard of.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I've never heard of that.
Right, but in Europe, you know what I mean, when you drive down the Autobahn, it's like graph from, you know, like from, you know, Belgium or higher up than that, all the way, like, through your whole drive to, like, France or whatever. It's like graph everywhere. So,
wow.
And in Japan, like, the DJ, like, they just dominate. They run the scene, the DJs, the producers and stuff. That's why, you know, that's how I met Nujibeth. He was a producer and a DJ. And, like, mm-hmm. you can go to, like, the Best Tax stores, all of these different, like, stores that specialize in DJ equipment. It's, like, open turntables everywhere.
Wow.
Like, the largest concentration of record stores in the world is in Shibuya, Tokyo. You know what I mean? So, like, I say it in a song, it's DJ's heaven and the MC dream. So, you know, it's just interesting. So, with the DJ being the main focus, I mean, it's definitely one of those things where it's like, yo, it's really about that dope groove. If the DJ's dominating, it's really about finding that right music, that right tune. And so it's less kind of about the persona of rappers and the images and stuff like that. And really just comes down to, yo, does your music fit this vibe I need to create for this particular club I'm spinning for, or this mixtape I'm making, or this lounge I'm spinning at? You know what I mean? Like, so if you got
mm-hmm.
that vibe, you're going to get in rotation. And so, you know, I think it was a mixture of the vibe and my voice, the DJs, the producers out there felt. So, like, just from the onset, I've just really been sought after for a very long time out there. You know what I mean? I'm grateful.
That's amazing. That is truly amazing. And how long were you out there with Nujibes, and he helped you on your debut album, To This Union
right.
Your Son Was Born? Yeah. How long were you out there in Japan working on the album?
Yeah, I was out there about a month. Recorded, like, you know, for the first trip that I went out there, I recorded roughly like 25 songs with them. I believe 12 or 13 of which we put on that. I think it was 13 that was ended up making it on the album. And so, I was out there a month, man. They set me up, locked myself up in the little studio apartment, and it's pretty much just right for the early part of the day, link up with them around noon and record for 8 to 10 hours, like 4 to 5 days a week. Yeah, it was crazy.
That is crazy. That's an amazing story. Like, there's not a lot of MCs that could say, like, well, my first trip was to Japan, and I did my first album out there, you know? So
right.
You definitely have a crazy gift. And your voice is very gritty and strong. You know, I love your voice and the way you deliver your rhymes. You're also part of QM5, the Extended Fam, and Plague. Can you tell us a little bit about that whole union and the movement? Because that movement, when I first got introduced to it, I couldn't even believe it. I'm like, who are these guys? And where the hell did they come from, you know? Because one of my girls put me on the QM5. I didn't even know the extent or what it was all about. But when I did the first show, which was great, but I think I didn't realize the reach of all your music until I went to the big show that you guys do. Like in August of every year, it seems. And for a while, it was at BB King's. I'm not sure where it is going to be this year, but I think last year you guys had it at the Highline Ballroom. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, you know? So tell us a little bit about that whole circle and how you got involved in this.
Well, yeah, I first linked with Pac FM back in, I want to say, 98. And, it was through a mutual friend, you know, that was back at the boot camp, chat room days and all of that, you know what I mean? So we linked up and connected, just basically started hitting the battle scene real heavy in different open mics together. That's how, like, and we used to go by Pappy Stan. Like, it was just a joke. It was just, we were like, yo, we go to spots, and if it was limited spots on the open mic, we was like, yo, you sign one joint, I sign one joint. If you get called or whatever, bring me up. If I get called, I'll bring you up. And so the joke was like, yo, if they call one of us when we get up there, we're going to call ourselves Pakistan, you know, just Pac and Stan in Spanish, Pakistan. So,
like that.
You know, right. And so, like, man, after ripping and running for a minute, Tone Deaf had moved up here, I believe, I'm not sure how long he had been up here, but he had moved up here from Miami. And, you know, him and Pac had linked, I guess, at one of the battles or different events, and Pac later introduced me to him. Soon after that, we did a session at Tone's crib where we recorded we re-recorded a Pakistan joint, and then we recorded, like, the first Extended Fam joint where he actually brought session through. Mm-hmm. And then after we recorded the record, the song, you know, we started talking about making it a group. And, you know, that ended up being Extended Fam. Soon after that, we were putting together a project, which ended up being, like, the first release, or one of the first releases for QM5, which was debut album, Happy Fuck You Songs. And so I guess from there, man, Tone just really, you know, was masterminding the whole thing, just really he had a very unique vision on how he wanted to build it. And, you know, was building with Cunning Linguist and a lot of other great artists over the years. And it just kept growing, you know. So, yeah, man, it's an ill movement, man. We got a lot of dedicated fans all over the world and stuff like that, you know. And those dudes are definitely, you know, instead of family.
Yeah, it really is. And it's an incredible movement. I mean, the more I go to the shows, the bigger the event seems to become. And then, you know, you do have, it's like every MC in the squad, in the circle is nice. It's not like a chump in the crew at all. Like, that guy's kind of
right.
weak, you know. Everybody is fly. Cunning Linguist, Tone Deaf, Pac FM, Mecca, Domingo, the producer. I mean, like, it's a crazy squad. So, I'm loving everything you guys are doing in hip-hop. And you're doing it, you can see that you're really doing it from the heart. It's not for fame. It's not for money. You know, of course you want that to come, but it doesn't sound like that's what you guys are doing it for. Like, you guys are actually true-to-life artists. And you respect the craft and you know the craft. And, you know, just, you know, between you and Pac, the delivery is, and even Mecca, the deliveries are just ridiculous. It's crazy how you guys just really throw it down. So, not to go back to Japan, but I just want the fans to know, like, when you drop that album, that it just, it's household artists like Ty Rule, Jermaine Dupri, and Faith Evans at the Virgin Megastore. And, you know, how did that make you feel when people were calling you like, yo, your album is like in the top 10? What did you think when they said that?
It was kind of crazy, especially the way I found out, because, I never forget this day, just because, like, man, you know, life is peaks and valleys, you know? You might be, like, in the valley going through some real depressing crap right at the moment, and then, like, somebody just hits you with the best news ever.
Right.
And, like, basically what was going on with me was I literally got word, I think, earlier that day that my homegirl was, killed and stuff, right, somebody I went to school with. And so, I was definitely having a low. And then that night I see one of my folks or whatever, another dude I went to school with, and homeboy's like, yo, I just got back from Japan, son. I was like, what? I was like, yeah, I'm supposed to be heading out there soon. And he was like, dog, you're everywhere. He was like, man, I mean, everywhere. He's like, dog, I go shopping to get shoes. There's a picture of you. I go here, there's flyers of you. I go to this record store, there's, like, big-ass displays of you. He's like, dog, you're everywhere. Everywhere.
Wow.
So when I got out there, it was just crazy because this was my second trip. My first trip, like, I went out there, nobody really knew me. But, like, you know, I did, like, two little performances, one with my man, Sphere of Influence, and then another with New Jubes. And, like, you know, like, I definitely left a great impression on the folks who got introduced to me. And so I didn't know what to expect going back, but my man kind of gave me heads up. So then when I get out there, I'm seeing big-ass displays, like, in like, big stores, man. Like, I mean, like, HMV, you know, Tower Records, like, stores that are, like, you walk into these stores, they're the size of they're record stores that are the size of department stores. And then when you walk in, there's, like, huge displays of my record. You know what I mean? So for me, like, it was like a dream come true. I mean, I used to work at a record store, so I know how much time Bama's put into making those little joints, you know what I mean? So that was definitely, yeah, man, it was mind-blowing. And then to open up, like, you know, the number one magazine in the country and not just see, like, two-page spread of like, them, you know, an interview you've done with them, but then check the record sales section and then to see, you know, 1 month you're in the top 10 and you're, like, number 9 with, like, you know, all of these mainstream artists. Then, like, the second month, I check again, and I'm still in the top 10, but now I'm, like, 5, and number 1 is Michael Jackson, Invisible. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, my God.
It was eye-opening, man. And, I mean, it's crazy going back there every, like, I go back there almost every year. And, and like, man, you meet all types of people. Like, you know, I met a brother who said when he got married or whatever, the song I made about my wife, homeboy had that plan when his wife came out and he was getting married. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
it's,
wow.
So the type of fans I got out there is ridiculous, man. Like, it's definitely, I mean, I got great fans all over, but I think it's a little different for Japan. Like, some of them dudes, I mean, folks all over have kind of grown up listening to me at this point. But out there in particular, like, I definitely got so much love and respect for the folks who helped me get my start out there. You know what I mean?
That's incredible. That is great to hear. So why don't you tell us some of the things that you currently have going on? And you have an album coming out soon, right?
Yes, ma'am. So the new joint is called Home Is Where the Art Is. It actually dropped September 4th, so right around the corner. And
excellent.
Man, I mean, yeah, definitely. It's I mean, I can, you know, I've been saying this to everybody I've been speaking to, man. It's easily my best solo record to date. You know, the production is ridiculous. Odyssey, executive produced the joint, and he basically lays 4 joints on the record. My man Algorithm, who's he's from the DMV area, and he's a Red Bull beat champion or whatever, from, like, their battles and stuff. There are 2 joints on the record. I got joints from M Phases on there, and Eric Lyle, who's another dope producer. producer from the UK. Yeah, man, it's just, I mean, front to back, man, just a really, really great record. It's like, if you love what I do, I mean, some brothers who I grew up with say, like, it's reminiscent of, like, my earlier stuff, like, before I kind of, like, really went, like, full on into the jazzy direction that people have kind of associated with me over the years. So it still has elements of that. It still definitely has those elements in it, but it's a real soulful record. A lot of like boom bap, like some, you know, some hard, like the tracks are a little, I mean, it's definitely a little harder than some of the jazzier production folks are accustomed to hearing me on, but
okay.
I mean, it's definitely not a bad thing at all. Like,
oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
I do love the jazz. In fact, one of my favorite videos and songs are my favorite things. And I love the way, I just love that you use the jazz element. And when I first heard it, I was like, is he doing my favorite things? What? That was crazy. And, you know, you had the jazz, you had the musicians in the video, and everything was really, really dope. And I love how you brought all that out and you show that in your music. And, you know, you respect that art form. And I think that's really what pushes across in your music, too. You can feel it, you know. It's not that, you know, stuff that you hear on the radio. It's not mainstream. It's true-to-life hip-hop, you know.
Right.
That's what I love about
it.
As an independent artist, I mean, how do you feel being an independent artist? Do you love it? You know, would you wish you could go mainstream, but like more like a mainstream label? Or what do you think about being an independent artist?
I mean, I think it's a gift and a curse, like a lot of things, you know. The upside is, you know, creative control, like the ability to just, if I feel it, I just do it, you know what I mean? And you know, although, you know, I think some people get it twisted sometimes. I mean, there's definitely label politics, even when you're indie artist, if you're trying to get your record distributed and you're not doing it completely yourself. You still got to go through somebody who has to agree to do what it is you're doing, especially if they put funds up and all of that, you know. But ultimately, for the most part, I get to do what I want and what I feel. So there's that. The downside to it a lot of times is you gotta accept the fact that, you know, there's a good chance that you're probably going to be underappreciated. You know what I mean? You're going to feel as though way more people should be aware of your existence, you know what I mean? I mean, the key to it, I think, as an indie artist is to be, like, you got to have thick skin. You got to understand that because you're going this route, yes, you're going to see a larger amount. You're going to see a larger portion of the money that comes in, but the fact of the matter is it's going to be going to less people because you don't have the budget to compete with these companies that are bringing in hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, and are putting like million-dollar budgets behind artists. That, like, you know, that's just the reality of it. So, and everything you hear and see is paid for, you know what I mean, in this business, even in the industry.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, so, I mean, the less money you have to compete, it, like, people have this idea that, like, you know, I think this, it's a, like a fantasy almost, that you think the most talented people are the ones we're seeing, and that's usually not the case, you know, but there are some, yeah, you know, and so, I mean, it's bittersweet, man. Like, I mean, I definitely enjoy being able to work with whoever I want to work with when I want to work with them. Being able to do my solo record, but then be a part of my group Bop Alloy, do stuff with the Q and Five folks, now work with Mellow Music, you know what I mean, who's putting out the new album. Being able to pretty much do what the hell I want, you know what I mean? Like, that's the beauty in me being an indie artist, where a few times I've talked to majors, because I've definitely sat at the table at a few major labels in the past and you know, talked to a lot of companies. And I definitely, before signing anything, that was one of the main things I noticed, like, that freedom was pretty much absent. So So, like, it was really like, yo, you're taking orders. And so that was a tough pill to swallow. So I definitely decided to go a different route. So, you know, knowing that, I can't really – it's like I can't complain. The beauty in all of this, though, you know, I mean, I've been blessed with working with a lot of brothers who managed to see some success in the mainstream, you know, and like, so like, for example, my boy Chu Fu, who does more like dance, club, and electro type, you know, of music, where it's a fusion of the genres I mentioned, but he fuses hip hop, rock, and all of these different things. And it ain't for everybody. It's a little, it's a lot more polished or whatever. So like, yeah, your average hip hop head don't necessarily mess with it. But I mean, me, I've always been a really diverse like artist. I've never really been scared to you know, to rhyme on anything. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like if it's going in a different direction. And so I've been doing a lot of work with him, and we've now formed a group called Phenom, with me, him, and a brother named Jay Cass, who's the son of the late Jimmy Castor. And so, and it's definitely a lot more, you know, mainstream sounding or whatever. But I mean, it's one of them things. Like I said, the beauty in being independent is I can do that with them. Still do the solo stuff that people like have come to love for me, and then still do the Bop Alloy stuff. So it's not like, okay, I'm doing this stuff with them, so now I gotta stop making this raw shit that people love. You know what I'm saying? So it's really one of them things, man. I'm just I basically keep my options open, you know, try to make as much great music as possible, and yeah, man, just take care of me and mine, you know.
Who are some of the people that you listen to, like, now? Like, who are some of the artists that are out? Is there anybody you like in particular? Of course, you know, like, we all love Nas. We all love Jay. But
right.
If there's somebody that you're seeing out there, like, yo, this guy is pretty great, you know? Is there anybody?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I definitely am a fool with Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar is really dope. Who else I listen to a lot of? Like I'm on my computer now trying to bring up iTunes to jog my memory. but like besides rocking with Kendrick Lamar, I like what's the cat? Oh my god, John Blaine. I've been rocking to a lot lately, trying to bring it up. I mean,
okay.
We know
you
perfect,
like Kendrick
right?
Lamar. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
Well, what about
funny,
some
like,
of your? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it's funny, though, like, because I listen to, like, a lot more than just hip-hop. So it's like, if we're saying music in general, like, off the top, I mean, like, listen to, like, besides Kendrick, also, you know, I dig Frank Ocean's music. Like, I definitely dig a lot of the stuff he's doing or whatever, just because it's not just the typical R&B, you know what I mean? Like, homeboy, like, his topics, his choice of topics, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, it's a lot of substance. And so so it's like a fool with it. I like Esperanza Spalding.
I
pretty much got her entire discography. So, you know, like, rock with her stuff a lot. You know, man, it's like any given day, man, it's like you'll hear pretty much anything up in my house. So, you know, a little bit of everything. I ain't hip-hopped out all the time, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I just want to thank you again for coming on the show, Substantial. You guys, you got to get his album. It's coming out September 4th. It's called Home is Where the Art Is. You could even pre-order it now on iTunes. You could catch him on the QN5.com. You could catch him on his website, substantialmusic.wordpress.com. He's on Twitter on Twitter.
It's Substizzle.
Substizzle at Substizzle. Follow him there. And is there anything else you want to say to the people about anything at all?
Just thanks to everybody for the support over the years, man. Like, you know, to be able to have so many people rocking with me for this long is a blessing in itself. So, I appreciate it. And, you know, shout out to all of the fans worldwide. Shout out to Mellow Music Group as well, mellowmusicgroup.com. Check them out. And, yeah, man, just everybody, especially DMV, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. You know, so many dope artists coming out of there. Big up Odyssey, YU, you know, XO, Diamond District, my brother's Godzilla. Those are all artists, as a matter of fact, hip-hop, yeah, who I be rocking to. So shout out to all of them brothers and all of my fans, you know.
All right, great. All right, you guys, go out there and get the album, Home Is Where the Art Is. In fact, we're going to get into a little bit of your music next. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
Yes, you are now listening to the sounds of Black Beethoven. And if you're wondering who's amazingly sultry voices is, that's right, ladies, Vandalism.
Oh, yeah.
Open your ears and your mouth.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Let's get it. It's Mr. Fresh and your
man-y.
Walk a cookie chick talking all man-y. Big man, cause I'm a giant in this game, making kids look small like my name is Rick Moran. Peacons ain't singing the level that we gone. For eons, and spitting like my mouth needs freak on. Bombing the bombs, didn't think I had to de-gon. Running to the end zone like Deion. Look at him, I got them all lit. Facebook crying cause I'm talking like a lip. They see a nigga shining and they fidget. Put both some spines,
that nigga.
When they ask you where the bitch is, bitches, I be where the hoes
okay.
Be. You be where the hoes be, but you be looking
wrong.
They be telling you no be, maybe cause I'm like the Black Fonz and you something like OB.
Yeah, dressed in all black, who deeper than the black, why you're ready to attack, whoa. And you know it's a rap, it's a fact, where you going, there was no turning back, no. All rise for the Requiem, stand up. Who wanna die with the rest of them, stand up. Best believe we'll address it, so that the whole world gets the message, the Requiem.
Modern day, stakes is high, peace, they lie. Dudes live shows be looking like they lie. Too many blacks on stage, minus the instrument. When the last time you said something significant, you were Sambo, Rambo, and blackface. So ass, no class, video lactate. Where are my MCs, too many actors? Where are the real fans, too many hackers? Too many snitches, posing as killers. Rat on themselves, they supposed to be dealers. Used to sell cars, thought of a good front. Now you sell bars, that's what the hood wants. I don't buy it, we don't fuck with lame shit. But the bird find you real entertaining when you're roster looking like Lambda Lambda. Jeez, mofo, you on candy camera, I see you.
Yeah, dressed in all black, who deeper than the black, why you're ready to attack, whoa. And you know it's a rap, it's a fact, where you going, there is no turning back, no. All rise for the Requiem, stand up. We wanna die with the rest of them, stand up. Best believe we'll address it, so that the whole world gets the message.
Up coats in this whole world, that's why we learn to hustle,
yeah.
Use the mind more than the muscle. I've been around the block 20 times, put designs in the rubble. You want twice the time, pay me double. And if the world stop today, I'll be cool. Not to say I'm equal to the greatest of the people, but I know I'll beat the evil. Trying to thread a needle from across the room, easier than trying to make a living slinging hooks and tunes. See, the game's dead, but there's nothing that can stop the music you between the bars. The cushion pudding where the proof is corporate money, funny teaser suits, they about to lose it. Travels with the artist now, the real is about to rule it. So this a funeral song for the old days, we do one. 80s on your 360 deals, yelling out,
no way.
In the building with my dignity, as the writers rewrite history, roll a slip three, sit back, relax, you track to solve my mystery.
Yeah, dressed in all black, who deeper than the black, why you're ready to attack, whoa. And you know it's a rap, it's a fact, where you going, there is no turning back, no. All rise for the Requiem, stand up. We wanna die with the rest of them, stand up. Best believe we'll address it, so that the whole world gets the message, the Requiem.
Take a look at my eyes and tell me if you see a poet. Fourth quarter heroics, or give me the rock and I blow it. You know it, my track record is impeccable. Player, my major flavor, all off independent revenue. That's what you led to do in corporate entities, and their agendas change hip hop. Pause parentheses, not the heart of it. I'm talking about how it's received. Close parentheses, turn on a station for a demonstration. It's paying is what dictates who flops and who the hottest. And some of y'all DJs is really jukeboxes. And not all of y'all is airway robbers. Y'all bar
started with A&Rs, I'm a partner with these bloggers, Sir Kel Spencer. Son is a beast, 100 pure, nothing up my sleeve or under the seat. Son is a freak, pause, I mean unorthodox, pops raw dogged on the boardwalk, son of a bitch.
Yeah, dressed in all black, crew deeper than the black, while you're ready to attack, whoa. And you know it's a rap, it's a fact, where you going, there's no turning back, yo. All rise for the requiem, stand up. We wanna die with the rest of them, stand up. Best believe we'll address it, so that the whole world gets the message, it's a requiem.
Things I didn't care, other things I missed for years. Money from my drawers and my closet's been missing gear. Is it roommates, friends, or family that visit here? High rollers drinking rum and coke, cry over going broke. Got a bummer smoking, can't buy soda. Women you would die over, now eye rollers. Used to wink, won't say hi, acting bipolar. That's when the money goes. You in need, but you can't plant seeds for the trees where the money grows. I wore gold, had ears with the gummy soles. Told the poor floors, the rich wear bummy clothes. Money made, people hustle, wait. So when you wait, call your friends, then they say they in another state. It's like crystal death, it's like it's crystal ball. Crystal clear, show the hook on crystal meth. I hate that crystal left in.
I seen money come, I seen money go. Friends here yesterday, now gone today. Had love for you, used to be loyal. It was all there, then it disappeared.
Hey, yo, this industry is something. Cause it's hard to find friends in the game when your sales start slumping. They love when you're winning in the beginning, but I bet you off the bandwagon they'll start jumping. It don't take a scholar to understand that you'll always be the man till you spend your last dollar. All the girls wanna holler, and while you partying with Carmelo and Lala, your boys wanna follow. Fame is a drug, and when it vanishes, people walk over you the same as a rug. Feels real good to be on top of the world, top floor of the W on top of a girl. Or maybe up in VIP, like you got wealth, with 20 friends sipping on some top shelf. And all of them trying to play the field, but as soon as it's time to pay the bill, motherfuckers ain't.
I seen money come, I seen money go. Friends here yesterday, now gone today. Had love for you, used to be loyal. It was all there, then it disappeared.
Many dark nights, my fear they cause fright. All types, trying to foresee my foresight. For life, I live it, my feelings feel timid. No gimmicks, my dad's life, I don't want to mimic. Made in God's image, perfect imperfections. Facing hard times, praying for God's blessing. Progression, since a teen, fear holding me back. Like yellow tape on a crime scene. I scheme for a better life, running through this dark tunnel. But I never seem to see the light. I want to take flight, but scared to fly alone. My friends keep pressing me like an iron on, to keep grinding on. What if it don't work? Stuck here, dealing with fears like a token clerk. Maybe I should give it up and choose a new career. I can't manage, hoping that my fears.
I seen money come, I seen money go. Friends here yesterday, now gone today. Had love for you, used to be loyal. It was all there, then it disappeared.
Yes, y'all. It's your girl, Nadine Michelle, and I'm back. Salute to MC Lyricist Substantial for that really in-depth interview. That was a really great interview. And, you know, as I delve deeper into Ninja Best, which is the guy who produced his first debut album, you know, I found out that he passed away in a car accident. So rest in peace to Ninja Best. Thank you so much to Substantial for giving me that interview. And just a dope artist, so you guys follow him. And to those of you who are out in the DMV area, in the D.C. area, which is like pretty much his hometown because he is from Maryland, you know, he's going to be having his album release party for Home is Where the Heart Is. It's going to be really dope. It's going to be him. There's also Odyssey. And, you know, some of the artists that he mentioned in the interview, YO and XO at 7:30 at Live, you know. So, you know, I hope you guys are out there and you get to check his show. It starts at 7:30, it goes open at 7:30. I think it's $10 at the door. Maybe you should RSVP too, who knows, but it's $10 at the door. That's pretty affordable for such a dope artist. I mean, $10 is absolutely nothing for an artist of his caliber, so check him out. And that's on August 23rd, Thursday at Live, and $10 at the door. You know, also on there will be Godzilla and Javier Starks, and it's going to be hosted by Grap Level, so check that out this Thursday, August 23rd, Washington, D.C., Live, check them out. So
I want to thank you guys for listening tonight. And again, Bodega Fresh is about indie artists. This is a platform for indie artists. And one of the number one rules of being an indie artist is to know your craft. Know your craft inside and out, whatever it is, you know, because that's going to earn you the respect of your peers, you know. And know that it's very important to have the respect of your peers, you know, in order to even maneuver in the business, in the industry, is to have and garner the respect of your peers, because that's how you move forward, you know. So the number one thing is know your craft. Because if you don't know your craft and you get up there, you're not going to get too far. So shout out to everybody learning their craft and killing the game. Do the best that you can in everything that you do, all right? And that is today's message. Right before I came back, I was playing Vanish featuring Punchline and Master Ace. Just incredible independent artistry, you know? And I played one more song by MC Substantial called Dub MC. That's featuring Vandalism and Kel Spencer. That was really, really fly shit. And again, Home Is Where the Artist comes out on November 4th. You could pre-order it on iTunes, though. Yeah, technology is crazy. You know, definitely get out there and support all indie artists. That's how, you know, you see them on Letterman, next thing you know. Nobody even knew but you. That's a good feeling, you know? So I'm going to play a little bit more music. Let's get into it. New group, Evertan, which features Dress from Black Sheep and Jarobi. Shout out to Evertan. Shout out to DJ Strike. DJ Evertan out there in Cali with Daylight now. We're going to get into it. This is Three Kings. It's featuring Sadat X, Evertan, y'all.
I'm from the East Coast.
Taking you higher by just making it fire. Black man walking the wire, you're talking to sire. Profile for those aspire to see more than what they saw when they looked upon the lava. Survivor for those who can't attain or acquire. Required to rip, you flip shit supplier. Be loved throughout the shire, respected, admired. A fucking empire when it's built upon the mire. Destroy and rebuild for ourselves, we all seeing. Sit out to black sheep and I'm a brand new being. And doing is being. Tell me, do you believe in maximum effort? We forever overachieving. Tighten the rope, silver, flight of the dope. Light it and smoke, sip it, chug it and choke. Going for broke, in my heart I still sell. Switch the land with the plan, every man will tell. Hey boys, this is the way the East Coast swingers, so bring it. Hey boys, this is the way the East Coast swingers, so bring it. Hey boys, this is the way the East Coast swingers, so bring it.
Sounds rugged and raw, got rhymes galore.
Hey boys, this is the way the East Coast swingers, so bring it. Hey boys, this is the way the East Coast swingers, so bring it. Hey boys, this is the way the East Coast swingers, so bring it.
I was the black sheep. The first car I bought was a black sheep. Girl called me a black creep way back. Father said stay black, force taxes, of course. Jump to a black fool, hers is a black too. Engine number 9 was fine. Mother had swine. Told wife, yo, you can't make me bacon. Syndicated indicated that we wouldn't sell. But that ain't rock for me, and Dresden will tell. Heard you got the fever for the flavor. I don't get along with my neighbors, they crabs. This is up for grabs. OGs, old bleeds, we still do base. Leave it to the fate, we trying. Dudes ain't buying, they thieves. Kill it, we in freeze. No hate, we just trying to pass for our rate.
Hey boys, this is the way the East Coast swingers, so bring it. Hey boys, this is the way the East Coast swingers, so bring it. Hey boys, this is the way the East Coast swingers, so bring it.
Sounds rugged and raw, got rhymes galore.
Hey boys, this is the way the East Coast swingers, so bring it. Hey boys, this is the way the East Coast swingers, so bring it. Hey boys, this is the way the East Coast swingers, so bring it.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Walk, saw a second nigga feel my energy. Witness dirty skills in a pure delivery. Camouflage on stage, you can't see me with them lights all on. And I'm looking all shimmery. You know what? I should get an award. Like, Mr. Most Likely to Never Leave You Bored. Or, wait, comeback MC of the century. Riddled with intrigue, wrapped in mystery. Do you
you know your history? Nope, won't be either. But I bet you know about 30 different strands of reefer. I've traveled dusty roads, evidence on my fingers. Even when my voice stops, memories still linger. Construct rhymes like Kaiser Sose spins tails. Even thugged out niggas give me digital sales. Doc, Roby Dress, hard as shit you can sell. Heaven only knows and time will tell.
Hey boys, this is the way the East Coast swingers, so bring it. Hey boy, this is the way the East Coast swingers, so bring it. Hey boy, this is the way the East Coast swingers, so bring it.
Sounds rugged and raw, got rhymes galore.
Hey boy, this is the way the East Coast swingers, so bring it. Hey boy, this is the way the East Coast swingers, so bring it. Hey boy, this is the way the East Coast swingers, so bring it.
Okay, one, two, three, four.
Block, shout out to Jay Dilla, Just Blaze, Sly, Tommy. I never knew a love, a love like this. It's sort of like the love displayed in tennis. Limitless when intimate friends express it. I talk to the most, and I know he blessed it. The cadence of destiny, patience and ecstasy. We could be fresh on the cover of Ebony, but this is something special we ain't trying to exploit. With a couple of actresses, now I'm in the tabloids. Like bad boys, real love moves in silence. About our business, family business, stay private. Don't sweat the small stuff, girl, cause we both giants. I look into your eyes and I see divine vibrance. The way that Prince, many ribbons only misdescribed it. A beautiful package, what's even better is inside it. Alive with the feelings that I'm feeling with you. Forever became real, but even realer with you. It's love.
Love every time I think about your smile. Anytime I see your body.
Than hip hop, pop rock, and Green Day. Respecting what the kings say for me to give a ring. Hey, only a queen may invite to loved ones. Imagine the dream day. Walking down the aisle, singing vows that's eternal. Till dust to us, for now we stay fertile. Chica on, chica on, chica 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 on. Let's keep creating, baby. What we making is love.
Love is like a melody. Look into her and see. I like that shine that's bright.
By my side, you were there for me, 'cause you are the light.
lost to the end of it. Don't go thinking now, I'm these vows, cause I'm a gentleman. All I gave you was a smile, not a child, instead of gentleman. I'm not even saying I hang, this is significant. But I ain't signing any dots, any forms of certificates. We ain't even kicking before a couple incidents. I was trying to tell if y'all was an emphasis. Invisible. I don't care what they say, they pay cash is miserable. Tell them while I'm chilling in jail to take a visit to. They was put there by cops who can't pass the physical. Ain't no begging bar and bars in your living room. Run up on your fan while your baby drinking infamil. Any day around the way, these things are typical. Everything we say is in vain, the days are biblical.
True.
Freaking Autobots. I don't care if the candy is fast, it's black and Puerto Rock. Ain't no difference about being there, just trying to force a rock. All the politicians are frauds, and that's an awful lot. Coughing up the mouth, but they never know an awful lot. If it was up to me, I'd throw all the suckers off the dock. I don't give a damn if my opinion is an orthodox.
My bad, I thought Autobots was the bad ones. It's those shapeshifters.
Yo, what you want from me? I ain't never been scared to keep it real with you. Before I signed the songs, I wasn't trying to get a deal with you. Similar to Chaka Zulu, I won't hear for you. Then again, it's also Chaka time because I feel for you. You was writing bars for a time, now I don't hear from you. Don't be mad at me because I was down to skip a meal or two. Now you throwing songs because I'm exhausted on the pedestal. I'm not to blame because all this garbage is identical. Music about killing black people makes me emotional. Everybody act like shit is unnoticeable. I ain't trying to post up, I might go postal. But I'm not hopeless, I stay hopeful. There's a big difference between Princess and Toastal. Not the cat talking, bring it back to the old school. I'm the cat talking, take it forward and postal.
What you want?
Yo, yeah, I know I ain't cursed a couple hours ago. Life is all about just trying to figure out what's logical. Couple times I thought that I had found a pot to go. Maybe time to find it, but if I doubt it, then it's time to go. Switch my mental plane, jump out and yell Geronimo. Maybe I'm like Kiwi, look for space and in the Alamo. All I know is the facts and treat my family like animals. That ain't gonna stop regardless of who's dating Amber Rose.
That's true. But hey, yo.
Yo, what you want?
What you want?
That was a crazy song. That was What You Want From Me by Homeboy Sandman. Anybody who's out there that loves hip hop, you already know who Homeboy Sandman is, so I don't even have to explain. If you don't know, then just Google it. You know, that's what the computer's for, knowledge for free, you know. But now anyway, so yeah, it's like coming towards the end of another show already, you know. I just want to salute and send a shout out to Substantial once again for coming through on Bodega Fresh. You know, he's got an album release coming out this Thursday, August 23rd, you guys, at Liz in Washington, D.C. area. It's going to be him, it's going to be Odyssey, Wild, but EXO. It's going to be crazy. It's 7:30 is when the performance starts. Supposed to be on point, sharp, and live. So get out there, be on time, 7:30, $10 at the door, I think. But if it's not, you better look it up just in case you need the RSVP, you never know. But it's $10, that's really nothing, like I was saying. So check Substantial out this Thursday, y'all, and support Home Is Where the Art Is. It is coming out on September 4th, and you can pre-record it. I mean, buy it on iTunes and just support great artists like him. So I'll be back in 2 weeks. This show airs first and third Sundays So stay tuned. I got a bevy of people coming up. Surprise guests. I'm not even going to tell you who it is, but it's going to be dope. So tune in. First Sunday of September is when I'll be back. Can you believe summer's over? It really is. It's done. Like, get it all in now. There's only 2 weeks left. 2 weeks left. Can't believe it. And then it's going to be Labor Day. We're done for, you know? So let me see. I'm going to play a song that reminds me of summer a lot, you know? I'm going to take it back a little bit. And I'm going to leave y'all with a little old school, just a little bit. But tune in with me on this coming Saturday as I host the Six Man Radio Show. And the guest that day will be MC Shan. It's going to be a crazy, crazy interview. So definitely tune in for that next Saturday. MC Shan on Six Man Radio with the Bad Seed. All right. So I'll leave you guys with a little shocker. Reminds me of summertime a lot, you know. Just to be asking, what you going to do for me, huh? What you going to do?
the phone taker. This is the phone taker.
Understand and appreciate what's about to happen.
Yeah.